Okay, this is part three, Mike Smith with James Rademacher, November 16th, 2009, at Jim's home in Roanoke, Virginia. So, we've walked you through your presidency, and then at the end of 76, you decided not to run again. Could you maybe tell us some about that decision and what was your thinking?
There was a lot of pressure. Management was getting very tough on route adjustments, and membership was getting a little bit unsteady. They listened to a lot of complaints, and I felt that maybe they needed a change. And I qualified for retirement, so why not take it? I retired at 55, but I had given the union a good 30 years, and thought that was enough. Mm-hmm. But it's because of the pressure, and I didn't know why I was doing that. In fact, my wife said, "Why are you doing that?" And I didn't know. I went to a convention in Grand Rapids and made the announcement, and everybody said, "Why?" And I got all kinds of mail, "Don't do it, don't do it." And, but something told me, and then I found out the reason why is because my wife became ill, mm-hmm. and she needed me, you know. So that was a good reason. Mm-hmm. But I had enough of it, and there's nothing more I could do. They got the reorganization, and they got the rights that they never had before, collective bargaining, and what else could I do, you know, except stay there and take abuse.
Okay, well, a couple other things about your presidency. You had mentioned earlier about mergers, that you would approach the Teamsters, for one, about a potential merger in the CWA. What was your thinking on that?
Well, perhaps it began because the APW merged with all other organizations and left us a lot out of it. We had a silly setup where a special delivery organization decided to join with the clerks. They were letter carriers, really. In fact, the Detroit branch is named after a special delivery messenger. And that's okay with me, but when they merged, I had a merger of all those other unions with them.
What other unions?
The transportation, the people, the maintenance crew, mm-hmm. The mail handlers, mm-hmm. Special delivery, they all joined the APW. That left us alone. Well, we could handle it alone, but I thought, I'll get even with them. We'll talk to the Teamsters. But I knew we'd get some publicity because I arranged for that. And I, Mr. Fitzsimmons said, what is it you wanted to talk about? I said, well, I'm really here because I told somebody I want to talk to you about mergers, but if you don't want to talk about it, it's okay. But I said, you know, it occurred to me, Frank, that all my people are on wheels. So it never used to be that way. We used to walk. Since they're on wheels and you're on wheels, a merger would be in order. He said, well, give it some thought. I talked it over with our board, and there was a little envy there. They wanted to be the letter carriers, not Teamsters. Mm-hmm. And the other reason was that because of this merger of the other unions, I wanted to show them we could merge too, but something bigger. Mm-hmm. And that's why I even went to CWA, mm-hmm. which is a great organization. And we started comparing balance sheets. And we found out, because we got that life insurance, we got the health insurance and assets, it wouldn't be advisable. But we still remained good friends. Because it was more of a public relations thing than sincerity.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting. Another question I had, I was noticing that the interview you did with the Washington Star, sort of an exit interview, if you will, it was shortly before your presidency end. And one of the things that they had asked you about were options for the Postal Service. One was privatization. And, of course, you hear from conservative folks quite often, well, things such as the post workers or lighting or whatever should be privatized. I wondered if you could address that.
I had that battle from the time I became president, and we haven't discussed yet the Independent Postal Service of America. In 1972, they announced their incorporation, published stamps from 5 cents to a dollar, and it became necessary because it became a threat. They would only deliver, like all any other private delivery that you would get to replace the postal, the letter carrier, they'll only deliver certain areas. They won't go out in the country. It's too expensive. We go everywhere. We have mule-back carriers go down to the Grand Canyon. They would never think of it. But this guy got a little bit too popular. So I took our attorney and went out to Oklahoma, where his office was.
Who is this? What's this, his name?
His name is Tom Murray. And we got an injunction against him. And we got a ruling that we are a private, I mean, a public enterprise that have priority over all mail delivery, and no one else can get in there. So that, he got quite upset because, and he offered me a job at $10,000 a year if I would come to him. I just laughed. His future was very short, and mine was long. So that was the end of him, but it was a serious situation, especially when he got to printing the stamps. He did deliver a few Christmas cards that year with the 5 cents on, mm-hmm. but that was illegal, and we never sued him or anything. But you know the amazing thing, Mike, is that the Postal Service did not join us in that suit. They just let us handle it ourselves. Mm. They should have been there as a co-sponsor of the suit. It's affected them more than mm-hmm. us, really. But they didn't. Mm-hmm. But I also have had debates. I went out to the University of Arizona with a congressman who constantly pushed for privatizing mail. And I forget his name now. He's from Illinois. And when I went out there, a side joke is while I was there, before I was waiting to speak, I went to a swimming pool, and it's a college where I spoke. And I had on trunks. And you know how swimmers jump in and out of the water? Well, I jumped once and down went the trunks. I got the biggest applause I ever had in my life. So we had a debate that night. And after the debate, we asked the people, do you think it's better to trust your letter carrier than somebody you don't know, somebody that could be picked up off the street to deliver the mail? And we got unanimous response. They want the letter carrier.